One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Coming up today.
What is Christ? What do you mean by Christ? Christ is the English translation of the Greek word that was translated from the Hebrew, Messiah. This Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. That was the message, that Jesus is the Christ. This is too important. Never underestimate the power of this. Some key things that I want you to realize is that God loves you, number one. He truly does. You mean more to God than you will ever realize in this earth. You mean more to Him as a person. When you study the Bible, you will discover that if you were the only one on earth, Jesus would still have come to die to save you. He didn't come because we were many. He came because we were important. We were valuable to Him. That's why He did it. Let me read a few scriptures to you. Because there are many people who have never truly read from the Bible. They've only heard some people said something was in the Bible. But they themselves have never really read. Never read the Bible. They have assumptions of what might be in the Bible. Let's read from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 16, to begin with. And I want you to observe some things. He says, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Interesting. Now, this Jacob is talking about is not the same Jacob, the son of Isaac. No, no, no. This is over in the New Testament. The man was just named Jacob. Just like Joseph was not the son of the Jacob of Old Testament. All right? This was in the New Testament. So, Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. What I want you to observe there is where he says, Jesus, who is called Christ. What is Christ? What do you mean by Christ? Christ is the English translation of the Greek word that was translated from the Hebrew, Messiah. In English, it is Messiah. So, over in the New Testament, you will see Christ. In the Old Testament, it's Messiah. A Messiah. One who's anointed by God. Sent by God. And the prophetic language was that Christ would be God in human flesh. That's why it was so important for them to be sure who the Messiah was. So if anybody claimed to be the Messiah, that means that that person was claiming to be equal with God. You see it? That's why when Jesus came and said he was the Christ, they didn't want to believe him. Because they knew to be the Christ meant to be the Son of God. And the meaning of Son of God is God in human flesh. Meaning of Son of God doesn't mean one that is born by God. It means God in human flesh. You see it? So, next thing I want you to go to. Go to St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 35. Look at the scripture. And Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, how say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? So the scribes, they preached and taught that Christ was the son of David. Because there was a prophecy to David that from him will come the Christ. So they say that Christ is the son of David. So it's in the Psalms. So watch what happens here. So Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, how say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? He asked them, why do the scribes say that Christ is the son of David? Look at the next verse. For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. So he quoted David in the Psalms. And these scribes understood that. And the people who were around Jesus understood that when David said, the Lord said to my Lord, he was saying prophetically, God spoke to the Christ. And so David called Christ his Lord. I want you to listen to the reasoning of Jesus as he encounters these Jewish religious leaders. So I'm going to read it again from verse 35 into verse 36, and I want you to follow carefully the reasoning and thinking of Jesus. And Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, how say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. David therefore himself calleth him Lord. And whence is he then his son? He says, David himself called Christ his Lord. The scribes say that Christ is the son of David. So Jesus says, but David himself called Christ his Lord. He said, if Christ is the son of David, how then does David call him Lord? He's asking them questions. They couldn't answer. The Bible says, and the common people heard him gladly. You see, the religious folks, the religious leaders were dumbfounded. They couldn't answer Jesus. And the common people were very happy to hear that. They said, look at that. So go ahead and answer him. You see, you're still there? All right. Now, I have a full teaching on all of this, so I'm not taking you through all those details today. But the point is this. In St. John's Gospel, chapter 20, from verse 30, I want you to listen to this. It's so powerful. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples. Like you saw several miracles tonight, right in your presence, before your very eyes. It says, many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. There are many other miracles, he says, that were not written in the book. Then he says, watch, but these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ. Lift your hands and thank him. He says, these have been written
for one purpose, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ. And what does that mean? The Son of God. And that believing, he might have life through his name. If you will believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. If you will believe that. Now, there's something important I can quickly explain to you. There are those we refer to as Docetic Gnostics. Now, for the purpose of our translators, let me explain who these are. These are those who have a false doctrine. And they try to convince people, they hold the idea that Jesus didn't have a physical body. They say the Christ was not supposed to have a physical body. So, if you let them deceive you with that, here is where you have a problem. Number one, if Christ, Jesus, didn't have a physical body, it means that he was not conceived in the womb of Mary. It will mean that Jesus was never born physically. It will mean that the historical story of Jesus is unreal. It will mean that he was never crucified, and that's what they're trying to tell you. It will mean that his blood was never sacrificed for our sins. It will mean that he never died, therefore. It will mean that he never resurrected. It will mean that he never ascended. If all those things are true, then there is no salvation. You see the delusion? You see the deception? So the Docetic Gnostics are wrong. They are in error. Jesus had a physical body. Jesus was conceived of the Spirit in the womb of the woman called Mary, like you just read, of whom, it says Mary, of whom was born Jesus, which is called the Christ. Jesus was born. Jesus lived a physical life in the earth. Jesus was charged and brought before Pilate.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.